Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Man, do we enjoy our times with Coach Larrañaga. Like Solano was saying when we were done with the segment, he's like, he just loves to shoot the bleep. That's why I actually said, let's go to a Marlins game, because I think it would be so much fun to have a hot dog and a beer. And
yeah, you see the pressure that comes off of the coach is when they're not coaching
when
anymore.
When they're done coaching.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I get texts from Katie Meyer every now and then. Like, she's just, like, refreshed, you know? Like, it's just... Yes. The weight off their shoulders is just immense.
Goodness, to have an organization on your back, a university asking questions, like it's and to be honest, they make a lot of money to do it, so that puts pressure on you too.
Sure. Speaking of having a hot dog and a beer with Coach at a Marlins game, I saw something on Twitter from Darren Revell today, but I just got an email from it. The Levy Group is the concessionaire at Lone Depot Park, and it says Mark, see, they know what I want to talk about. Mark, the food, beverage, hospitality partner of the Marlins, is unveiling a new special menu item at Lone Depot Park, the Ultimate Hot Dog Tower. It's a triple tier tower featuring four hot dogs, four Polish sausages, and four corn dogs. It's on the lower levels with a penthouse of loaded salchipapas. You know what that is, Solana?
Salchipapas. It's like French fries with probably the Polish sausage cut up, diced up, and probably hot dog diced up with some sauce on top.
Where is that from? I had never heard of salchipapas.
Salchipapas is like a very common Hispanic food item. It's loaded French fries, loaded French fries,
right,
but they
but
do it
with the Polish sausage.
Hot dogs, typically, and a bunch of sauces. Sometimes they'll do like crushed potato chips on top as well. Fire.
It has these salchipapas have French fries, sausages, and hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Sounds nasty.
Why is that nasty?
The salchipapas?
Why?
That tower.
If I served you a hot dog with French fries on the side, you're going to eat them.
I'm going to eat the French fries that are crunchy with ketchup, and I'm going to eat the sausage on a bun, but I don't want
love
my
loaded
sausage
fries,
cut
so
up
you
on
can
my
throw
fries.
Anything on French fries, man. Mm-hmm. I love Come loaded on. Fries.
Mm-hmm. With potato chips crinkled on top? That
sounds
nasty.
I'm telling you, loaded fries, but I like loaded nachos. Throw anything on the nachos except the duck confit, but I'm like, that's where I draw the line.
You know what? I'm not a nacho guy, we've established that.
Yeah.
The loaded French fry. I want my French fries crunchy and crisp. And to be honest, we've never talked about this. I'm not a big fan of corn dogs.
I've never had a corn dog.
What?
In your life?
My life.
What? That's not possible. That's not possible.
It doesn't. It never appealed to me. I don't think. Now, I wasn't a big hot dog kid growing up. Like, I wasn't, you know, at a backyard barbecue, really grilled up. But other than that, man, like, and I didn't know what a corn dog was, I don't think. So it's like,
It's a hot dog covered in fried corn.
Fried corn batter around the hot dog.
Yeah, like cornmeal. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a corn muffin around a hot dog. It doesn't hold any sauce. You have to dip it every time you bite it. It's not because
it's almost like a corn muffin. Yeah. When I was a kid, I don't think there was anywhere to get a corn dog other than like the state fair. I think it was so out of the ordinary. Also, my mother would never have allowed a corn dog. you don't know the Hockman rules. There was nothing allowed in the house. But as I've gotten older, the thought of gnawing on a hot dog on a stick is so unappealing to me that I've just never had one.
Yeah, it's cornbread around a hot dog.
I like cornbread.
I think it's overrated. I like but here's the whole, corn here's dog the thing. Thing is nasty.
Here's the thing. I love a hot dog bun with the hot dog. So now I've got to give up what I consider to be half the fun of the hot dog, which is a good, you know, soft bun. And I got to replace it with, you know, a circular cornbread. I don't know. It just never appealed to me. So I've never had one.
But you can't put ketchup and mustard and onions.
Sauerkraut, certainly.
You can't put nothing on a corn dog.
Of course
I think
you
can. It's a waste of a hot dog.
No, it's not. What is happening?
You have to dip it.
No, I mean, you could dip it, or on every bite, you kind of just pour a little mustard, a little ketchup right on top.
I'm glad I've got a mortgage.
It's going to take it. Hot dogs would be cold. I got to pour it. Every single time I take a bite, I have to dress every single bite.
First of all, Huck, you sent me to get a hot dog on a stick in Vegas.
Correct, because I'm always fascinated by that place. And you were shocked that it was a corn dog.
I couldn't believe it was just a corn dog.
You thought it was an actual hot dog on a stick.
I thought I was getting a hot dog on a stick.
I've always been fascinated by that place because I can't imagine in a casino saying to myself, you know what I'm craving right now? A hot dog on a stick. And so I assigned you to go there and get one because I would never do that.
Bro, corn dogs are unbelievably good. I'm telling you.
They seem like they would be very tasty because I do so like good. Cornbread and I like hot dogs. Yeah. Leroy Horde is texting me. How can someone who eats as much bleep as you do never have eaten a corn dog?
You've never had a mini corn dog? The little mini ones that are just kept in the freezer, frozen. When I think of my childhood.
We would never keep those in the freezer. We would never. You don't know Sandra. Sandra Hockman was the mother on Titanic.
Growing up in
there were not frozen corn dogs in the Hockman household.
I love me some Sandra now.
Sandra. Now, she smoked a pack of cigarettes in bed every night. That was fine. But corn dogs in the freezer was out of the question.
And Sandra would let you know how she feels at all times.
Oh, she would. I'm telling you, Sandra, you're short, you're fat, you're bald, you're sickly, you're whatever she ran into. She'll tell you exactly how she feels.
She used to regulate my drinking when we were at events. You've had two now, Channing.
You've had enough.
Sandra, I'm 28 years old.
No, you've had enough. Yeah, I don't have any. Like, I'm not averse to having a corn dog. I've just never had the. No. Leroy's wrong here. Leroy Horde just said Auntie Anne's is a game changer. No. I've had Auntie Anne's mini hot dogs a million times. Yeah. Those are in a puff pastry. Mm-hmm. That's not, or theirs are in a pretzel, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a corn dog.
Corn dog.
Which is not the pigs in a blanket, a puff pastry, or a pretzel dog. The corn dog specifically is dipped in a batter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, Leroy, the Auntie Anne's are game changer. I'm with you. Those things are fire.
The worst delivery system for a hot dog is a corn dog.
No, it's not. What?
It is. No, the bun
a hot
is
dog
perfect.
In a bun. A pigs in a blanket, a pretzel dog. Those are all better than corn dogs.
The toppings drip off.
But you don't need the toppings. You don't need the toppings. You have the corn. The corn has improved the bread. The bread is...
I like butter on my cornbread.
Solana, how many other items do you pour corn on top of to make them superior?
But that's what makes this so special. You found something that doesn't belong with something else that now has become a perfect mashup. The corn and the dog together as one. The bread of the hot dog is just a delivery mechanism. It's...
The texts are wild, but there's a great one that's just so perfectly appropriate for our show. Clear the schedule rest of the week.
Solana, have you ever put corn niblets on your hamburger?
But what does that mean? Like, have you...
You say corn makes things better. Have you ever put corn niblets on your hamburger?
I'm not saying corn makes things better.
I do like a barbecue plate, though, that's got corn and a burger and a dog. Corn does make everything better.
By itself. You don't mix corn and other items. You want succotash? Have you ever had succotash, Solana?
I don't understand what you're doing here, though. I'm not telling you because I like one thing, it goes with everything. I'm telling you the corn muffin around a hot dog works. It's not deeper than that.
Obviously it does. It's probably been around since the 1700s. I don't think we can argue whether it's successful or not. It's obviously successful. All I said was I've never had one.
Oh, you're not arguing, but...
I know. I'm trying to soften what he's doing here, which is arguing against America.
Worst delivery system for a hot dog. Worst delivery system for a hot dog.
That's 100% correct. That's 100% correct.
How could that be correct? How could that be 100% correct?
This is way less shocking than Jim Larinaga never having had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. A corn dog? That's like a once in a... How often would you ever have a corn dog anyway?
Once every
3 years?
Recessions.
I have them in my freezer.
Then get ready for some corn dogs.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He got that mortgage now. He's eating on a budget.
But when would you ever? I'm not even joking. When would you ever say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to fire up 3-4 mini corn dogs. Like, when would you ever eat those?
Get home. Tough show. Pull out the air fryer.
Water's cut off. Lights out.
Pull out the air fryer. Throw down 2-3 corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
Throw on the White Lotus. Sit on my couch. And non some corn dogs.
Wouldn't you take some breadsticks and hummus? Like I corn dogs. I'm so fascinated by that.
My fascination, Solana, saying corn increases any food item or anything in life.
What are we doing here?
Corn is a filler. Corn is not supposed to be a staple or of anything.
Right, but a filler increases the pleasure of whatever it is that you're adding it to. Okay. That's the point of being a filler. That's what cornbread is.
Name something else that corn enhances.
You go get a burrito. You put corn in it.
Can't eat a burrito without that corn.
Where? Who's got corn in their burritos?
Everybody has corn in their burrito. What are you talking about? You go to every Mexican restaurant. They have corn in their burritos. What are you talking about, man?
Hey, the person at the Marlins sent me this letter about the hot dog tower. They're like, what the hell just happened? We sent out a press release for a menu item. What the hell just happened? We got to move on because there's actual stuff to talk about. Do cat talk real quick, Solana. We're way late here. Do a little quick cat talk. Corn dog.
Yummy. Talk is sponsored by our friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment right now at Hollywood Kia, your number one Kia dealer in all Florida.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Short and sweet, Paul Maurice said, expect everybody back for game one against the Lightning.
I think he said officially Matthew Tkachuk will be a game time decision.
He very much insinuated that everybody will be healthy. And Matthew Tkachuk yesterday on the Up and Adam show kind of led you to believe the same thing.
And I think they thought they might be playing on Sunday or Monday. They don't even play till Tuesday night. So I would say that there's probably 100% chance that Tkachuk will be back. Now,
Cats.
Quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
There's some teams that already will be playing game two Tuesday. And the Florida Panthers and the Lightning won't be playing game one until Tuesday. Listen, man, I love the NHL, and we're all in on the Panthers, but I, for the life of me, don't understand how the Panthers haven't played in 3 days. But tonight, the regular season ends in the NHL. The Avalanche have been off since Sunday, and now playoffs start Saturday and Sunday for some teams, but the Panthers and the Lightning don't play till Tuesday? I don't know. I don't get it.
A little confusing.
Didn't Doug say about all the travel and the difference in the Canadian teams and all that stuff? He was trying to explain it to us. I have a short.
All I know is there are teams that are going to be playing Saturday in the NHL playoffs, and the Panthers don't play till Tuesday night, and they haven't played since Tuesday. That seems like a distinct advantage for the Florida Panthers.
And they should have it. They're the Stanley Cup champions.
Fair enough.
People are texting in about corn, and it's difficult not to fall into the trap. But
it's crazy what's going on the text line right now. It's literally crazy.
One word or two: corn tortillas. corn tortillas.
So, what? It's funny. So is a corn tortilla better than a flour tortilla?
That's not the question. No. But that's not the question. That's not the question. Not, that's not the question.
His question was, when is corn better? And I'm telling you, the better version of a tortilla is the flour tortilla.
Okay.
For sure.
That's corn not the question.
Corn doesn't enhance anything. What's your favorite corn brand? Jolly Green Giant?
Libby's.
If you have ground beef and you can eat it out of your hand, or you can eat it in a corn tortilla, which one will be better? Which one will be better?
Am I a raccoon?
Backed us into a corner there, Crowder. He backed us into a corner. He got us. Plus one. Whatever.
I'm a raccoon, huh? No, I'm a grown up and I'm going to eat it. Well, I want to eat it.
Griffin Conine starts the bottom of the ninth with a double. Marlins are losing 6-4 bottom of the ninth, but they've got a runner on second now. Nobody out.
Nice. By the way, Hawk, yesterday was Luol Deng's birthday.
Luol Deng.
So the Marlins will be in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Sauce.
Yesterday was ex-Benedict Day as well, man. Damn.
I know. We missed.
Corn.
The Heat will play the Hawks tomorrow. It's a 7 p.m. tip-off. Winner gets Cleveland in round one. It's winner go home for the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks.
You guys want to guess the line on the Heat-Hawks game tomorrow? Have you looked?
In Atlanta, right?
Yep.
Hawks plus one.
Heat minus 3.5.
Hawks minus one.
Really?
Crazy.
Well, think about what Solana said at the beginning of the show. No 10 seed has ever gotten out of the play-in round. Atlanta is the home team. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's much tougher to win two road games than it is to lose two home games. Yeah. Did they split the season?
Yeah, the Heat went 0-2 in Atlanta, but that was earlier in the season. And, for example, Jalen Johnson led the Hawks in scoring. He's out for the season. DeAndre Hunter was the second leading scorer in those two games, and he got traded. I think he only played in one, actually. So it's not a very fair barometer of the season series. The Heat won the next two on their home floor. Remember they played that back-to-back, one in Atlanta, yep. Next day in Miami.
Wildly different games.
Yeah. Worst offensive performance for the Heat in the first one. Literally, their worst offensive performance. Tyler Herro went 0-for-9 from three in the first one. And then in the next game, he went 6-of-7 from three. The Heat put up 130 points. It was the most efficient offensive game.
Over-under for tomorrow night?
Ooh, 28.
Solana?
27.5.
25.5.
We're going to win. You got to go over. Does Trae Young's mental breakdown have anything to do with it? Like, I'm thinking about that.
Is that a positive or a negative?
I think it's a positive for the Heat because he got that frustrated to play pity pad or whatever he was playing with the referee. Like,
because I wonder almost if Trae Young has kind of checked out on Atlanta. Like, no chance I'm going to be back here next season. The hell with everybody here. I wonder. Or is it, we're not going out like that again.
I think it's the former. I think it's that he's frustrated that they're not that good and they haven't given him any, and they traded away Hunter. Like, they haven't given any help, and we're getting whooped. I think the frustration's kicking in.
What's his name?
Quinn Snyder?
Yeah, yeah. Quinn Snyder.
He doesn't do anything during games. He just stands there.
It's an interesting-looking bird.
He looks weird.
Vampire.
Hair's too dark.
Yeah, that just for men's not. He needs to get a consultant.
You think that's colored?
That's Hawk.
Really?
He doesn't have jet black hair?
It's even darker than jet black hair. It's a color that I've only seen before on Mike Woodson's goatee.
that is just for men, and nobody consults with them about it.
Huh.
Very greasy hair. as well.
It looks,
it almost like seeps down onto his face, the grease. Like his face always looks sweaty. I don't
Xavier Edwards is up for the Marlins, by the way. He's 1-for-6 today. This is his 7th at bat today. Griffin Conine is on second. There's 2 outs. Marlins are down 6-4.
Oh, he's going to get a hit.
I don't buy into the notion that Trae Young is dejected or is dejected from the Hawks, by the way. I think he's going to play his game tomorrow. I think he wants to win. He's a very good playoff performer as well. But the Heat have had his number over the past couple of years. They've been a really good they've designed like a really good defensive system to limit him. So
wild pitch. Griffin Conine takes third. The pitcher, the reliever in for the Diamondbacks is AJ Puck, former Marlins reliever.
All right, guys. Who am I kidding? You guys are watching this game now.
So are you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at corn dishes. That's so good.
Tell Larinaga to sign back in. This is, we tell him we have an urgent pressing topic. Corn dogs.
AJ Puck's
brother.
You think
Jim Larinaga has ever had a corn dog?
I don't know. Somebody has needed a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I know, but
that
I'm gonna
say throws me off.
Growing up in the Bronx, he's going to tell you about growing up in the Bronx, and there's, you know, there was a corn dog stand down the street, and yeah, they would always get corn dogs. I think he's going to tell you that. But they're great.
Cornbread is a Southern thing.
That's true.
That little nasty water hot dog that you enjoy, that's a Northern thing.
You're right.
I think he struck out.
Xavier Edwards?
Yeah. Marlins lose. No. Marlins lose 6-4.
He grounded out to third. It was close to a strikeout, but he grounded out to third.
AJ Puck's brother, Owen Puck, pitches for FIU. Lives in South Florida as well. Yeah.
And his cousin, what the, is listening to this show and saying, that's a good dad joke right there.
That is a good dad joke.
That would kill with Jim and Chuck and Joe DeJoseph sitting around.
You're going to kill him Wednesday at 5:45 at the Hooters.
Now, miss, let's get those black and white cookies over here, okay? While everybody's in a good mood still. Yeah.
The other big news in sports today, according to Shyam Charania, Dame Lillard, he's been cleared of his blood clot, his deep vein thrombosis, and is no longer on blood thinning medication. So I guess he's going to return at some point for the playoffs.
Yeah,
he's out
said,
for game one.
He'll be won't be available game one, but we'll be able to play after that.
That changes the East.
Depends. I don't know. He's missed a lot of time, man. I don't know how easily you come back and have your basketball time.
I was just watching, and the little heavyset big dude with the too tight jacket. What's his name?
Man, that's
Kendrick Perkins.
Bunch of broadcasters.
the heavyset white dude with the fat fingers and his jacket's never.
Oh, Brian
fit.
Windhorst.
Windhorst said he's been practicing. Like he participated in practice today. Have you ever seen Windhorst's little fingers? They're weird.
Not a finger guy.
They're like chubby, and he's double jointed, and they bend back far. Ugh.
Like a lot to know about him.
Your weather. From the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, like 85 degrees. That is your weather.
All right, let's talk. Let's regroup. Forget about the corn dogs. Not going to forget about the corn dogs. We'll talk some Heat and some Panthers and some Dolphins and some Marlins, whatever you want to talk about. We'll regroup. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I think this is some sort of song about hot dogs, Jimmy. I never heard this before. Who is this?
Led Zeppelin.
Who was that?
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin?
Led Zeppelin? I mean, I'm guessing I did not pronounce that right.
Well, it's only the most iconic rock band in the history of the world. What is their name?
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
I mean, that's grounds for termination, Jimmy. Unless this is a parody band, because it's a song about hot dogs, and it's Led Zeppelin. One more time, Jimmy. The most iconic rock band in the history of the world. What is their name?
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Led Zeppelin. Did you think it was Led Zeppelin?
I probably did just now, but it's not.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not.
Thanks for confirming.
Twin Peaks. This is a fun time of year. Grab a meal, grab a beer at Twin Peaks. There's so much going on. The final fish and chips special is Friday. So you can grab the beer battered fish and chips for a light and fresh fare that never skimps on the flavor. The beer-battered cod is served with the house-made tartar sauce and malt vinegar, French fries, and you could score that along with a 22-ounce Miller Lite or Coors Light for just $13.99. So it's every Friday through Easter, so tomorrow is the final one, or you can get a soda or tea with it for just $13.99. If you're thinking about where to watch the NBA playoffs or the play-in tomorrow night, think no longer. Twin Peaks is the spot. And the NFL draft, you can make your draft headquarters your local Twin Peaks right here in South Florida. That's 1 week from today. Twin Peaks is hiring, by the way. If you're looking for a job where you can have a ton of fun, make great money, Twin Peaks is the team for you. They're looking for Twin Peaks girls, cooks, bussers, barbacks, and more. Just text WORK4TP, WORK, the number 4TP, to 85000 to apply. There's six Twin Peaks around South Florida for you to enjoy. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views, and we will have another $50 Twin Peaks gift card to give away sometime before 6 o'clock today. So do not go anywhere if you want to win that. We do have a lot of stuff to get to. The Florida Panthers playoff schedule was announced. The Heat have Atlanta tomorrow night. So what would happen, Solana? When would the playoffs against Cleveland start? Do we know?
Yeah, game one will be Sunday. I have the schedule here. I believe the first game would be at 7 p.m. Sunday in Cleveland on TNT.
All right. So here's the lines for tonight's game. Tomorrow's games, excuse me. Heat and Hawks, I told you, Hawks are 1-point favorite. The late game tomorrow is Memphis and Dallas. Grizzlies, that's at home for the Grizzlies. What do you think the line is on that game? Grizzlies hosting the Mavericks.
Oh, the Mavs just beat the... Didn't they just beat...
Kings,
they whooped
Kings
somebody.
Last night.
They whooped the Kings by like 19. Oh, Mavs got to be favored by 5.
I don't know. Is Ja Morant playing?
Yeah. I mean, I would assume so.
Remember, he rolled his ankle. It was an ugly, ugly injury. Like, if Ja Morant is playing and he's healthy, he did not practice game time decision. That's huge. No Ja. Yeah, you might have to pick the Dallas Mavericks.
Home dogs.
Well, it's Grizzlies minus 6.5. So both of you get your money in on Dallas right now, plus 6.5. I'm not kidding you. If that's the way you're leaning, if that's your initial thought, because that's what the bookmakers do. That's what the real gamblers do. They create a line in their head, and then they look at the lines, and if something is so far off from what they thought it was, either they've calculated something wrong or they feel like they've got an edge. If you think Dallas should be a favorite in Memphis, and if you think there's a chance that Ja won't play, I would grab Dallas plus 6.5 right now.
Because he wasn't anything close to what Ja's supposed to be. He couldn't even get to the rim. He was shooting fadeaways the whole rest of the game.
You know who else was not what he was supposed to be? Matas Buzelis last night. He was injured, man.
Nine.
Yeah, injured. He was injured.
Injured.
Yeah.
With what?
I don't know. You saw – no, but in the third quarter, you saw him on – they were trying to pull his finger out. I think he had jammed his finger, and then he didn't get a bunch of minutes after that.
Oh, okay.
Right. You see that or no?
Yeah, no, I saw it, but.
Okay. Well, he was injured.
Okay. All right.
Well, Steph jammed his wrist, too, and went and dropped 38 or something. Crazy.
Yeah, but he'd had 54.
Josh Giddey's playing with torn ligaments in his hand.
He is really good. I thought that was such a bad trade that the Bulls made before the season. He is really good.
Yeah, he's legit. He's legit good.
That Bulls team has not won a playoff game in a decade. The Chicago Bulls have not won a playoff game in a decade.
Not the Jordan Bulls anymore.
That's an unbelievable streak of futility in the NBA for a storied NBA franchise.
Yeah.
But they keep meeting up with the Heat, and they have no answer. How many years in a row have the Heat ousted them?
Three in the play-in tournament. Five total? I don't remember them playing in the playoffs.
Wild.
Oh, before that, before the game or something, there was like that they've beat them 4 years. And the last four times they played in the playoffs, they whooped them.
Well, yeah. I mean, going back to the LeBron years, remember the first year of the Big Three, beat them in five. Game five at the United Center for life. The Heat were down big and came back and won.
There's a funny text. Texter just goes, I can't believe Jimmy is committed to this answer. Because I kept saying, because he said, I said, who's that song? And he said, Lep Zeppelin. And I said, who? Lep Zeppelin. And Solano, who? Lep Zeppelin. And he kept saying Lep Zeppelin. And the texter rightfully points out, I cannot believe Jimmy is committed to this answer. At what point did you know by our incredulity that word. Lep Zeppelin was probably not correct?
Yeah, I figured it out myself. That it was definitely wrong.
But the Zep rhymes with the Lep. The Zep, yeah, Lep.
And does Len rhyme with skin? Don't look for anything, Solana. Solana's already looking on the computer. I don't ever want to relive that. No. Len and skin rhyme.
Len skin, yes.
Len
and skin rhyme.
And skin, yes. Rhyme.
Because rhyming's about how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Lynn. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dolly. With the Ollie. Dolly. With the Ollie. Dolly, Dolly, the Ollie. Oh. There cannot be a single person listening who knows what's going on. Right? Honestly, do you think there's a single person listening who understood what just happened?
We got some dedicated listeners. Awesome Blossom.
Our guy, Jimmy the Donk. We've met him several times, Crowder. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that brought us the Mingy Stew t-shirts at Dave and Buster's 1 year. Yeah. He's at the Marlins game today, and he tweeted us that, yes, indeed, Matt Mervis's walk-up song is 3-6 Mafia.
That's crazy.
But more importantly, he's wearing his Mingy Stew shirt. That's a dedicated listener.
That's what I'm saying. He remembers Linen Skin.
He is left field, the left field bleachers, uh-huh, wearing a number 52 Mingy Stew shirt.
That's hilarious.
That's amazing.
Recently, my kids know the Mingy Stew story about my long lost brother.
Their uncle.
It's their uncle Mingy. And people don't know, my parents adopted a kid off TV. Eight? So this is what? 91? And then my parents get divorced and nobody wants to pay the 14 cents a month. So Mingy Stew just disappears. My kids have heard the story and now Big Randy moved down here and my kids just pepper Randy with Mingy Stew questions. Like he really knew Mingy Stew. It's the funniest thing in the world to hear 13 and 12-year-olds.
And you get like a postcard once a month with a picture of some random kid. They told you it was Mingy Stew.
Once a year, you'd get a new picture of Mingy. And now my kids talk about him like he's my real brother. They call him Papa. The kids call my dad Papa. Papa, why did you stop talking to Mingy Stew? Man, nobody worried about no damn Mingy Stew. I ain't never met that boy in my life.
And you know Mingy Stew is telling his kids, man, you can't believe the ride I had for about 3 years. 3 years. Oh. I got everything I wanted.
I don't know what they did with that 14 cents a month, but it was changing Mingy Stew's life.
All right, we got to take a break. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We've got to give away the Twin Peaks gift card at some point before 6 o'clock. We'll get some headlines. We'll do 15 minutes of heat. We'll continue kibitzing, if you will. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder. Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.